Good day, everyone, and welcome to the IBM WebSphere Support Technical Exchange Conference Call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time for introductions, I'd like to turn the call over to Ms. Christine Snyder. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you, Jennifer, and welcome to today's WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. My name is Christy Snyder, and I will be the moderator for this call. This call is being recorded, and within 24 to 48 hours, an MP3 file and presentation will be available on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. You may replay it at your convenience. If you have not yet joined the e-meeting, please do so now. An e-meeting URL is available to you from the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. If you are unable to access the e-meeting at this time or are viewing the presentation from the website, please email the co-moderator, Michael Steffen, at mspeff@us.ibm.com, and he will email today's presentation charts to you. Today's presenters are Eileen Guan and Shash Anand. As members of the WebSphere Commerce Level 2 support team, Eileen and Shash are responsible for providing technical assistance to customers using the WebSphere Commerce family of products, from installation and configuration to integration and performance issues. Today's topic is search engine optimization for a WebSphere Commerce system. It will include a PowerPoint presentation followed by a question and answer session. During the presentation, all lines will be muted. After the presentation, I will ask attendees to answer a few quick questions via e-meeting polling. After that, the lines will open for a question and answer period. If you are in the e-meeting, you will see the presentation. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Shash.
Thank you, Christy. Can we go to slide 2, please? So just to give an overview of what we'll be discussing today, I'll start off with a general topic, general search engine optimization discussion, just to go over what it is, and then we'll move it over to Eileen, who will talk about WebSphere Commerce specific search engine optimization. This will be followed by a demonstration on WebSphere Commerce URL mapping, and we'll also go over a detailed sitemap exercise. Then Eileen will discuss third-party search engine optimization tools that you can use to test your search engine optimization. Then we'll discuss limitations, followed by a summary, and list references, and then we'll open it up to discussion at the end. Slide 3. So what is search engine optimization? Search engine optimization is about ensuring that your site is search-friendly, which allows spiders to visit and index the content on the site. So what are spiders? Spiders are essentially algorithms that are used by Google to go and crawl your site. So that's the analogy that a spider crawls your site. It will grab information from your site and index it and send it back to Google. It's also about ensuring that your pages are included in your pages include keyword phrases that are actually used by searchers. Finally, it's about ensuring that pages on your website are as compliant as possible with search engine scoring algorithms. And we'll get into the details of what that is. And lastly, it's about compelling and action-oriented descriptions that encourage visits. Slide 4. So here on the left-hand side, what we see is a typical search results page from Google. In this case, a user has done a search on digital cameras. Just below the search phrase, and with a blue background, is sponsored links. These are companies that have paid Google to come up first when someone does a search on the phrase digital cameras. You'll also notice on the right-hand side another set of sponsored links. These companies have paid Google as well, but less than the first two companies. Typical prices go from 5 cents per click to as much as $1,000 per click in the peak season. Below this are the search results from companies that have not paid anything to Google, but just have search engine optimized pages. On the right-hand side, we have a picture that shows where a searcher's eyes focus. The red indicates where people's eyes focus the most, and as the color gets darker, people's eyes focus less in those areas. The crosses indicate where people are clicking. As you can see, people's eyes focus in the first three links, roughly, and they tend to click there as well. There are only a few set of people clicking on the sponsored links on the right-hand side. And there's also clicks in the very top where people are refining their search. Slide back. So here are just some general statistics on search engine optimization. 87% of internet users use search engines. However, 72% of searchers are not happy with the results of the searches. Most people click in the top three links, as I showed you in the previous slide, and also sponsored links get less than 20% of the clicks. Another interesting point is that Google will not index a home page beyond the 101K mark. Slide six. So here we have the search engine optimization layers. The layers are content, coding, and infrastructure. So the size of the layer in the triangle corresponds to the importance of that layer. In terms of the content, this mostly deals with the title and meta tags that are configured. In coding, we're dealing with the HTML, table structures, and JavaScript, which all affect your ranking. Finally, the infrastructure, which deals with the database design and a file called robots.txt, which affects your inclusion. Robots.txt is a file located in the root directory of your site that indicates what pages you would like to have crawled and what pages you do not want crawled on your site. On the right-hand side, we show that a typical approach is from the top down, where people are concerned with their title and meta tags right away. However, one should actually approach from the bottom up with the infrastructure so that your site is included in the searching. Then you look at the coding and have search engine optimization in mind when you are doing the coding so that you can minimize the amount of JavaScript and other things that affect your ranking. And finally, the title and meta tags can be set up. Slide 7. So here are some common problems with current current websites. What Google does is it tries to find out if you're actually performing some form of spam. So essentially, I could write a program that has the keywords or phrases on a page several millions of times. However, if you have the keywords showing up on your page too often, that's considered keyword stuffing. Another form of spam is invisible text, where the text color is the same as the background color. So you can't actually see the word, but they are there on the HTML page. And finally, tiny text as well is considered spam because it's showing that the keywords are showing up on the page, but they're showing up with a small font. So they don't indicate that they're relevant. Page spoofing is a form of taking your website, taking an optimized site, and redirecting it to a non-optimized site. This is also considered spam. On the right-hand side, we have good stuff that can hurt you. Basically, what happens is a spider is trying to crawl your HTML site, and so things like Flash, JavaScript, and pictures, they don't get crawled properly. All you can see is an actual link. So you're not actually, it's a clear case where a picture is not worth 1,000 words here. Slide 8. So now we're going to talk about the algorithm and how it actually works. The first thing that the crawler will do is go in and find spam and inflation detection. It'll verify that there's no unethical tricks being used and that there's no redirections being used as well. Then it looks for the keyword that the person searched for, and it's going to see how well it's included on your site and determine how relevant it is. So does the exact phrase occur on the page? Where is it located? What is the relationship to the other content? And how well do other pages on your site link to that page? That determines how relevant that page is to your site. In terms of the internet, how relevant is your site in comparison to other sites? Are other sites linking to your site? This also affects your ranking. Slide 9. And continuing on, we also look at keyword frequency. In terms of how many times does the phrase appear in the first 250 words. Those are the most important. That's the most important area, the first 250 words. Then we look at keyword density in terms of how many times that word comes up, and Google has indicated that that no more than 20% density on any particular word should show up on that particular page. Keyword prominence is about the location and positioning of those specific words. Anchor texts are very important, as links should have keyword phrases that will help you out in terms of your ranking. And finally, title tags are also extremely important, as the keyword or phrase should be should be indicated in the title if possible. Slide 10. Here's an example of optimal keyword locations. In the top, we've done a search on product lifecycle management, and you can see that product lifecycle management is in the title, it's in the headings, and it's the first three words inside the table structure. Slide 11. Now I'm going to hand this over to Eileen so she can talk about commerce-specific search engine optimization.
Thank you, Shash. Webster Commerce provides several features to aid our customers with SEO, and in particular, we recommend all our customers to follow the bottom-up enterprise approach when it comes to search engine optimization. If you remember back from Shash's diagram from earlier, that is, you need to first ensure inclusion, making sure the search engines will list as many of your links as possible. Then you go on to work on ranking and traffic by populating the optimal keywords in the optimal location on your page. The three features here listed are URL mapping. This is a function which allows web pages to be accessed through a more search engine friendly and static looking URL by converting the format from static to dynamic based on the mapping file. So the search engine crawlers, when they go through the link, it will index as many catalog pages as possible. The second feature here is sitemap. It is used to help with optimizing the entire structure of your website for a crawler by providing an ultimate set of web pages built specifically so that these crawlers can quickly access and index a large number of the embedded pages. The third feature here is search ranking. It is used to further optimize your page. Webster Commerce Product Management GUI allows users to populate those important keyword fields directly via the tooling. We will discuss the details of each of these features in the following slides. Page 12, please. Here we start with URL mapping. Search engines like content-rich websites that offer a lot of information to the web surfer. But in order for a search engine to successfully index your dynamic page, it needs three basic things. Number one, the ability to process your URL. Number two, the ability to access your content. And number three, the ability to return to your pages. Search engine optimization technology is improving daily. However, most of them still recommend only restricting dynamic URLs to two parameters or less. One other thing here, session management. Session IDs are great for human visitors, but spiders encounter problems if they cache a dynamic URL with a session ID. These session IDs usually time out, and after that, the index page will most likely point any search engine refer to an error page, and therefore, generally, the search engine spiders will not be able to return to your page for further spidering. For that reason, if you use session ID too often in your URL, your links are likely not to get indexed very well. Page 13, please. Here we see a screenshot of a sample consumer store, consumer direct store, where session management is done using the URL rewriting. Take notice of the J session ID parameter in the URL, and as discussed on the previous slide, this is not search engine friendly, and you should consider removing it whenever possible. Session management using cookie will not have this problem. Page 14, please. There are two ways to implement URL mapping for a Webster Commerce website. Number one, we provide you a Perl script that converts the URLs in JSP from dynamic to static. However, the script does not work on JSTL tags. In that case, you will need to follow the manual steps, which will be discussed in detail in the later on slide. At a high level, however, here is how URL mapping works. You see two URLs on the page here, one static and one dynamic. The name value pairs are color-coded. When the search engine-friendly static URLs are passed to the commerce runtime, based on the definition defined in a mapping file, the runtime code has the ability to match each parameter from the static URL back to the conventional dynamic format and afterwards process the request. Page 15, please. Here's a screenshot of a local test we did on the Consumer Direct Store where the URL is in its original dynamic format. Page 16, please. On this screen, you see the exact same category display page where URL mapping has been implemented, where before you see all the dynamic links here, both URLs have been converted to static looking, as well all the links on this page are also static looking. Page 17, please. Here we talk about the second feature that Webster Commerce provides, sitemap. It is an entry point for the search engine crawler to easily follow the links within your web page. You can configure the robot.txt file and direct the search engine spiders to Google the sitemap first. An effective sitemap is built as a high-level overview of the different pages in your site and presents a large list of links to the crawler in as few pages as possible. For example, a good sitemap starter page would list the top categories. Then the categories directly underneath it, it's called second-level category, and sometimes even the third-level category, et cetera, et cetera. This minimizes the number of clicks that it takes to get to any page on the site from the sitemap and also helps shoppers to navigate through the site, especially those customers with slower internet connections. As a result, it reduces the time that it takes for the content refresh to be reflected in the search engine. As new content and products are added to the sitemap becomes an easy way to bring this content forward to be indexed by the crawlers. Page 18, please. There are many different factors that search engines use to determine the ranking of pages. Search engines have crawlers that follow the links in a site's web pages, collect the content from these pages, and analyze them by conducting very sophisticated pattern matching. When a search engine analyzes a page, some specific locations are given more weight than others, and so it is very important to put appropriate keywords in these locations, such as the page title, page heading, and first sentence of the body. Page 19, please. Webster Commerce helps to facilitate the optimization of page content so that the page is ranked relatively higher in search engine results. Using Commerce Accelerator, you will have the ability to easily modify these words in the locations that are important for crawlers. Here I am highlighting a few of them. For example, if you want to populate keywords in the page title, you can use the short description field. If you want to populate the body, you can use the long description field. And I will show a couple of screenshots later on. Page 21, please. Okay. So here's a screenshot from the Webster Commerce Accelerator product management GUI. On the description tab for each cat entry, you can populate the short description and long description. These are for short description are for page titles, again, long description are for body. And remember, the first sentence of the body is usually very important, so choose your keywords very carefully here. Page 21, please. Here's another screenshot from Accelerator. On the extended description tab, you can populate more keywords for descriptions. Page 22. Again, another another tab from the Accelerator Product Management GUI. Populating the keyword field here will update the meta keyword tag. Page 23, please. Most commerce customers implement caching to improve the performance of their website. When using caching in combination with URL mapping, you need to be aware of these facts. Number one, dynamic URLs can take full advantage of caching. They can use either Webster Dynacache at the application server level or edge caching, including the Webster ESI plugin at the web server, and the caching proxy in WebSphere Edge components. However, with static URLs, you can only use the WebSphere Dynacache at the application server level. As of now, Akamai Edge caching does not yet support static URLs. Page 24. Here's a screenshot from the cache monitor where we implemented a simple full-page caching of the top categories display page. The sitemap directory is being cached here. Page 25, please. Many commerce customers have implemented search engine optimization. For confidentiality reasons, I cannot disclose their names other than for IBM.com. IBM.com has proven to be a success story when it comes to search engine optimization. Before implementing SEO, it only had 10,000 pages indexed in Google. Now it is up to 2 million pages and growing. The chief architect behind the SEO project has written a couple of books on SEO. They're very, very good resources. If you're interested in the title of the book, you may contact me after the presentation, and I can email you the links. Page 26, please. Of course, where there are success stories, there are also those that are not so lucky. Again, for confidentiality reasons, I cannot disclose any specific commerce customer websites, but I can tell you why some of them are not indexed or ranked very well. For example, some use very heavy flash and images on their main page without populating the keywords for them. And as Josh discussed before, images in this case are not worth 1,000 words. Search engine crawlers in these cases usually drop those links. Another example, many websites use the non-search engine friendly redirect technique. There are four types of redirects. The permanent ones return a permanent redirect status 301 code, indicating that the resource has moved permanently. This is always preferred by the search engine crawlers. Whenever possible, you should implement 301 technique, and I've included a couple of links here that if you're interested, please go ahead and take a look on how to implement 301 redirect. There are the temporary redirects, which returns a 302 status code. This is usually the default. 303 is called see other status, indicating the resource has been replaced. And last, there's a 410 code, which means gone status. That means the resource has been permanently removed. Third example here, JavaScript, some customers websites are being hurt by JavaScript because they have no ranking and the menus are designed with images instead of text. IBM.com had an incident where they dropped from 2 million to 500 pages being indexed by Google in just a week. After much panic and investigation, they found that the culprit was actually a piece of code change where the JavaScript exceeded the 101K limit. Last but not least, the dynamic URLs, which we discussed in detail before this, it also hurts the chances of your website being indexed and ranked well with search engines. Page 27, please. Now I will turn it over to Shash again, where he will go through a detailed example on how to implement URL mapping with the manual steps.
Thanks, Amy. So the first thing that we want to mention is that which is very important, is that the ranking of your pages in the search results depend largely on how you optimize your pages. So we're not going to completely make your site search engine optimized. We are just going to remove some inhibitors that WebSphere Commerce has. So we're going to be talking about URL mapping and the sitemap capability. And we also briefly discussed the product management GUI that allows you to change pages in Accelerator. Slide 28, please. So the first step that we want to do is we're going to be making changes to our JFPs, so we want to change our reload interval so that we can see the changes that we make so that it reloads every 10 seconds. This is done in a file called ibm-web-ext.xmi. The second thing we do is enable URL mapping so that we can map our dynamic links to static links and static links to dynamic links. This is done in the instance name.xml file. You'll see that there is a URL mapper config parameter that you simply set to true. And there's also a file there, which is a URL mapper file that has the definition of each mapping. In this case, it's called newurlmapper.xml. Third step is to enable the cache filter, which is already done for you in the runtime environment. For a development environment, you would modify the file web.xml, and you would simply uncomment the filter ID and filter mapping ID tags. Slide 29. The next step is to create a sitemap. The first thing that you want to do is determine what pages on your site you want indexed by the crawler. It's not necessarily that you have every single page indexed. In this case, we will do all the pages, though, just as a quick example. And what we've done is we created a new sitemap directory, and we copied everything from the shopping area, all the pages in the shopping area, to this new sitemap directory. We then are going to be adding URL mappings into the URL mapping file. And as I said before, the file in this case is called newurlmapper.xml, and the location is in the Commerce Installer XML mapping directory. The first line that we're going to add is a separator. The separator is used to separate each of the values. And here we also indicate, in this case, the separator is an underscore. You can also use other characters, such as a forward slash or a colon or a pipe even. And then here we've also specified that the subdirectory will be the sitemap directory. Slide 30, please. Here's a typical example of what you'll see in the new urlmapper.xml file. So what we're trying to do is take the product display, store ID, catalog ID, dynamic link at the top, and we're going to convert it to a static link. So here you can see that we have the mapping separator as an underscore. And what we're trying to do is take the product display and put a shorter name, which is called product, and separate each single parameter by the name value pair or the value of it. So in here we have store ID is the 10,001, catalog ID is 10,001, product ID 10,032, and the lang ID is -1. Slide 31, please. If you have caching enabled, you probably want to also cache your sitemap directory as well, so the pages that are in the sitemap directory. This is done in the cachespec.xml file. We want to create a cache entry if no caching has been set up. And we want to add the following lines to your cachespec.xml. If you want both dynamic and static URL JSPs to be cached and served individually, you set the required tag to false. We've also indicated here that the component is subdir. Slide 32. Next step is to convert your JSP pages from dynamic links to static links. For this, we do have a tool called urlmapping.pl. However, one of the limitations with this script is that it does not handle JSTL tags or dynamically generated tags. So there's an example there of a link that does not get converted. So the other option is to manually change the dynamic URLs in your JSPs into static URLs. And I'll be showing you how to do that. Slide 33. So here's a typical page that has a JSP showing how a dynamic link was generated. What we do is we comment out the entire section, and we add a C:set tag, which is a JSTL tag, and we basically take the parameter name, category display URL, convert that to what we defined in the new urlmapper.xml file, which is defined as category 2, separated by each value for the store ID, category ID, etc. Slide 34. Once you've converted all your JSP pages, the final steps are to add a sitemap link to your header, footer, or sidebar in your JSP pages. Then, if you have changed any WebSphere Commerce configuration files, like instance name.xml or any other properties files, we want to reset the Commerce server. And finally, if you're using Unix or Linux file permissions, you want to reset them using the wc-nonroot.sh file. Slide 35, please. So again, here's an example of a URL mapping static link showing the category display.jsp. slide 36. Now Eileen will be presenting third-party search engine optimization tools.
Thank you, Shash. Say now you have implemented many of the techniques of SEO on your website based on some of the suggestions we've made to this point. How do you know how well you fare against other similar websites, and if necessary, what other steps can you take to further optimize your site? You can do so with these tools. There are many free online tools. You can search for them in Google or any search engine by typing in keywords such as SEO, search engine optimization, and probably the keyword free if you're so inclined. If you're interested in any links, please feel free to email me after the presentation and I can send them to you. IDP is a demo shareware. The full version costs between $200 to $400, but it has many more features and produces professional reports. One particular feature I like about it is that it simulates the search engine spider and crawls through your site and analyzes the links and content, compares the results with other similar websites, and in the end gives you a very comprehensive report with suggestions on what else can be done. CNU is a completely free tool, but it has a rather plain UI and limited functionalities. It does give you the basics, such as traversing the site structure, looking for the common hindrances, such as broken links, redirect URLs, etc. And WebCEO here is also a great tool that simulates search engine crawlers and analyze your website. It is actually used by IBM.com, so if you're interested, go to any search engine and look it up. Page 37, please. Here we summarize the features and limitations of commerce-specific SEO. Commerce provides three features: URL mapping, sitemap, and search ranking. Always keep in mind that in order for a search engine to successfully index your dynamic pages, it must be able to do three things: ability to process the URL, to access the content, and return to your pages. There are some potential limitations, including the following. Out-of-the-box runtime code is only available in 5.6.02 release and higher. If you are still using Commerce release 5.4 and 5.5, you will need to request a separate APAR by calling the support organization. Edge caching, the reminder, is not does not support static URLs yet. When you convert the JSPs, you may need to maintain two sets of them, one with the static URLs in the sitemap directory, and one, the original dynamic URL. URLmapping.pro script does not support JSTL tags. As well, the commerce-enabled portal URLs do not support URL mapping either. Also remember, JSession IDs is good for human visitors, but it hurts your chances of the crawler indexing the pages because it's not very friendly to the search engines. Commerce URL mapping features does not handle get and post forms, so these are where if your web pages need users to enter some data to render the page, the URL, the search engine crawlers will not have that ability to pass the data, and therefore that piece of your, that part of your website will just become invisible to the search engine. And last but not least, I want to remind everybody that even with the URL mapping, sitemap, and search ranking features that we've discussed, we cannot guarantee high rankings because there are too many other factors that can play a hand in further optimizing your page, and depends on what your competitors also do. And of course, there are further consulting and services being offered on SEO. Page 38, please. To summarize the presentation, we want to remind you once more that when it comes to search engine optimization, you should consider the bottom-up approach, where you first ensure that as many of your catalog pages will be indexed as possible. You can use URL mapping and sitemap to achieve that. Once the pages are listed in the search engine, you can further work on improving the ranking of them by populating keywords in important locations. Ideally, you want to be on the top half of that first page returned from the keyword search in any search engine. But just because you are listed near the top, it still does not necessarily mean you will get the most clicks. you need to further give consideration to how the relevancy of the keywords and optimized they are, and it always helps to promote the brand name images of your company with those keywords. In summary, to achieve the optimal results with SEO, you need to carefully consider and weigh all the techniques and options and use the right keywords in the right element in the right combination. Page 39, please. Here are two reference links where you can go and read more on commerce-specific SEO, and you can always search for search engine optimization tips from any search engine themselves. Page 40. Now, this chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for what's your product. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. The events links on support pages point you to webcast and conference information. You can visit whatsyour.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The ESR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online, and the My Support link on all product support pages let you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. Page 41. Now I will turn it back to our moderator, Christy.
Thank you, Eileen and Shash, for a great presentation. Right now, we would like to conduct a short poll. The questions will appear in the e-meeting. Your participation is greatly appreciated. The first question is, on a scale of 1 to 5, choose the number that best describes how you feel about this statement. The information presented today was useful to me. Please enter 1 if you strongly agree, 2 if you agree, 3 neutral, 4 disagree, and 5 strongly disagree. Second question is, on a scale of 1 to 5, choose the number that best describes how you feel about this statement. The material was well organized and clearly presented. Please enter 1 if you strongly agree, 2 if you agree, 3 is neutral, 4 disagree, 5 strongly disagree. Question 3. Did this call meet your training expectations? Please enter 1 for yes and 2 for no. Provide us with comments to help improve future webcasts. finally, is there a topic you would like to see scheduled? We welcome any ideas that you may have. Thanks again for your participation. At this point, Jennifer, we would like to open the lines for questions. I will now turn it over to our presenters.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone at this time. Again, that's star 1 to ask a question. And we'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal. We'll take our first question from Ryan Behrman.
Hi, yeah, I would like to ask about the URL mapping. If we implement it, but we have dynamic tags in our JSP pages, my understanding is that we need to manually do the URL mapping. Is that correct?
That is correct. You will need to do the manual conversion, as described in the either in the Info Center or from this presentation.
Okay, and once we've done the manual conversion, does that need to be done in every JSP that leads off from the JSP that is in the... In other words, do we need to have... how deeply in the sitemap do we need to do that URL mapping, assuming that we have indexed in our sitemap one level of JSPs, do we then need to follow that through to every JSP that leads off from that original JSP?
That is your decision to make. What we recommend you can try right now today is, with your dynamic URLs in place right now, do a search for your catalog. Cat entries and see how deep the search engine right now is indexing it. So, for example, you probably have at least two or three levels of categories, right?
No, not quite right, but we have at least one, yes.
At least one, okay.
Yeah.
So do a quick search and take down the stats for today before you do any URL mapping,
mm-hmm.
and see how many of those links are being indexed.
Right.
Then implement the URL mapping at the first level first.
Mm-hmm.
Give its indices.
Mm-hmm.
Then compare the results and see if any more are being listed. And then from that point on, it's your decision to make whether you want to index even deeper category levels.
Right.
So it's up to you.
All right.
And I'd like to just add in as well, you want to pretty much do your catalog. Those are the pages, like shopping carts, JSPs, and any other. It's mostly the catalog section that you want to change. So that's,
right.
you know, the top categories
yeah.
displayed, and then going down that area.
Okay.
Other pages aren't necessarily needed to be converted.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
You're welcome.
And just a reminder, if you do have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone at this time. We'll take our next question from Jason Mary.
Yeah, hi. Basically, with the URL mapping, it's fine getting rid of the ampersands and the question mark and the underscores and so on till you get your slashes. Well, I've done an SEO course before, and they recommend only having a minimum of 2 slashes, but no more than 3 or 4, so to speak. So and also to make those areas that the slashes are related to relevant to the links that they are and also relevant to where they're going to. So for instance, we have books on our website, and we'd have like Harry Potter book, which would be in children's fiction. So the URL would be our website /children's-fiction/Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire.htm or .jsp for instance.
Right.
How is that possible to do with the URL mapping in commerce?
You are referring to slashes as the separator.
I am, yeah.
Okay. And you are saying that you only do it for a couple of level of your category.
Yep.
And not all of them.
No. So you don't have web app, you don't have, like in the example you gave in that presentation where you had all the ampersand store ID and all that lot. To a search engine, they're not relevant to the page they're going to. So they need to be, the links themselves need to be relevant to where they're linking to themselves.
Right, that is actually really important. So you're also mentioning about changing the web path, store web path, right? The web app, store, servlet, that section of
it.
I just want to remind everybody, actually that is not part of the URL mapping we specifically talked about here. URL mapping only kick in after the store web path, where the name value pairs are actually started being generated.
Okay.
So that section of the changing the URL, if you want to do that, there's actually a published a tech note on how to achieve that.
Okay. Where would I find that, please?
You can email me and I'll send you the link.
Okay, and you are?
Eileen Guan, so A-G-U-A-N @ca.ibm.com.
All right, brilliant. Cheers. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And there are no further questions. So, Ms. Snyder, I'll turn the conference back to you for any additional remarks.
Christy?
Yes.
Yes, it's Mike Steffen. Before, there is a question from a Jay Beechin, but he doesn't have a phone connect. Could he same time that question to you to be answered, or should he just send it to the presenters?
Actually, if he sends that to the presenters, that would be good, and then they can answer the question offline.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And at this time, we will conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation. Remember, a replay of the presentation will be available on the IBM WebSphere Technical Exchange site within the next day or two. We hope you will join us for future presentations, which will also be announced on this site. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Eileen and Shash, for presenting today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And this does conclude today's presentation. We thank you for your participation. You may disconnect your telephone at this time.